just have known that the things of God are usually progressive. And Marilyn Hickey was recently at a church in Nebraska, and she spoke on progressive. It was quite interesting and quite helpful. One thing the Lord told her didn't come to pass for 17 years. And she said one time she totally gave up. It's not happening. And her daughter said, "Mother, it's wonderful to have somebody by your side who keeps you in line with faith, isn't it?"
Yes.
And it hasn't come to pass yet, but it's very close. And she said it will happen. And she, of course, is 90, maybe 91, I don't know, but she's definitely 90. And she's still got her faith out there. She's still got her expectation that that's going to happen before she dies. She said, "I won't die until I see that accomplished." Because she has faith and hope married together. And she has patience. She's not turned. Patience is when you just don't turn loose. And patience and hope are best friends. The scripture talks about the hope of patience. And it talks about patience of hope. So they're friends and they work together. And the opposite of hope and patience is despondency or despair. You know, that's where I just don't know what I'm going to do and don't know how it's going to work out and things never work out for me. And that kind of despondency and despair, that kind of doubt is going to unanchor your faith. What you're saying is, "I had this expectation, this hope, but it really isn't going to happen." And of course, then you've ditched your faith. Now there is in Mark chapter 9 a father that brought his son to Jesus. And his son had a seizures of some kind, and he brought him. Jesus was on the mountain praying, so the disciples tried to cast the devil out and could not do so. So when Jesus came down the mountain, the father said to Jesus, "Your disciples couldn't do it. We tried, but they couldn't do it." And later they talked to Jesus about that and said, "Why couldn't we do it?" Well, Jesus cast the devil out, and he said, "If you can believe," that's verse 23, "all things are possible if you believe." If you can believe. See, that's faith. He didn't say faith. Faith is the noun. Belief is the verb. Doesn't matter if you say. Belief is your action. Faith is your acceptance. If thou canst believe. So it doesn't matter which you say, as it doesn't matter if you say desire or hope. Different expressions by different writers. And then Jesus said, the man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Now, that's never made much sense to me. I was reading the book of Mark through the New Living, and the New Living helped me so much. He said, "I believe, help me not to doubt." Oh, that was helpful. That's so very clear. I believe, help me not to doubt. See, when you anchor your faith, there's always the chance, circumstances, and the devil does that, to unanchor you, to pull up the roots of your faith. Faith becomes rooted and grounded. You have that in the prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. It becomes rooted and grounded. And the devil comes along to pull up your roots, to get you discouraged, to get you to say, "Well, you know,